All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are listening to 5 Minute Motivation. We are aimed at giving you just a little bit of fuel and fire for the day ahead, and we're happy to have you. This is Brian Donovan, and I'm here with Patrick Giarelli.
Absolutely. Good day to you fine folks.
Nice recovery.
We want you to rule your day and for your day not to rule you. Be in control of all the aptitudes that are around you, and just basically treat people with respect and dignity, which will come back on you tenfold. Own the day, own the night, own your life.
Wow. Don't be a douche today.
You know what? I was at a business conference over the weekend, and one of the guy's core objectives was to not be an asshole. Said this in front of like 45 people. And I wake up every day and I try to tell myself, don't be an asshole.
I wonder if he said, my core objective is to not be an asshole. And 43, the people were just like, asshole.
It somehow worked for him.
Okay.
But it was certainly like, did he just say that?
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, if you're with me.
Woo!
It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got. We gonna make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
All right, if you're not familiar, this is episode 5 of 5 Minute Motivation, and our goal, like we stated earlier, is to just give you a little bit of fire for the day ahead. And how we do that is by putting 5 minutes on the clock. We will alternate going first because we're gentlemen, and basically we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. We're going to discuss a quote. We're going to add a little bit more depth and a little bit more flavor to the quotes that you might see every day, regurgitated and spewed out on your social media feeds with pretty little sunsets and cats hanging from trees on, those old school posters.
Waterfalls. Yeah. Also, waterfalls.
Well, lots of waterfalls. This is one that I came across a little while back, and I like it. Very simplistic and sounds almost like a second grader wrote it, but it's pretty deep as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is Newt Gingrich. Perseverance is the hard work you do after you get tired of doing the hard work you already did. And so we are going to put 5 minutes on the clock. That was some sort of explosion.
That's
pretty cool. Sound effect.
Yeah, like that.
Maybe we'll substitute a real one in there for that. All right. So, hard work is kind of the root of everyone's success. I think, there aren't many things that come easy in this life. And really, hard work is one thing, but if you're doing it right and if you're going out and you're attacking your day, you're going to get tired. You're going to wear yourself down. You're going to kind of reach those points where either A, things are really starting to turn around, they're working out for you, and there's that gratification, there's that evidence of success, whether it's extra time at the gym, whether it's your business endeavors, and that's all fine and dandy. That kind of puts you, I think, sometimes in cruise control and kind of gives you that momentum that kind of drives you even further. But I think what's more important and what we've seen from some of the most successful people in kind of pre-electronic, pre-digital ages is that perseverance, that added effort, whether you look at it where it's evident in sports, you're dinged up, people are, playing with broken hands and, broken feet.
Sure.
and still putting added effort out there. I think it's so important, the hard work that gets done when you're already tired and things aren't working out.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's really hard to keep your eye on the prize and look ahead and look to the future and imagine what the fruits of your labor are going to look like when things aren't quite panning out how you imagined. So I think I love that quote so much because it's really not the work, it's the perseverance. And the perseverance is continuing to do that work, whatever the results are currently.
Yeah.
Because you have to really focus on what the end goal is and what the results that you really strive for are going to be, not that one little task that's in front of you at the time.
Mm-hmm. My brain gets spun off in a lot of different directions here, but I really like our format because I have no idea what Brian's getting ready to talk about. So, you know, just a couple different things jump in my mind, like read a book about Einstein one time, Albert, that is, and he said something like, if I'd have given up, I'd have never accomplished anything, because he failed so many more times through his hard work than he actually accomplished anything. I mean, he's got a lot accomplished, but he had to work through his failures, which that in itself is perseverance. I also think to myself, something else I once stumbled across, that taking that perseverance thought process, that determination, that hard work, that grit. There's a mantra out there, is that if you put one extra hour into it, into whatever you want daily, career, life, wife, fitness, within 5 years, this said that you would be in the top 20% in the field if you could determine and persevere with one extra hour of whatever it is a day. So before you hop on Facebook, you're going harder for one more hour. Before you sit down and watch the sitcoms, you're going hard for one more hour. And I think that is what perseverance and determination is going that extra mile, knowing you've already paid the price. You've paid the society appropriate price, but how do we know that's enough? I mean, I think the 40-week work week is broken. It was developed in World War II. That was a long time ago. These days, perseverance, hard work, determination, it takes longer. I think we live in a 50-week work society these days. Sorry, world. 50-hour work week. I mean, I think that means you got to wake up a little bit earlier, and I think that means you got to go to bed a little bit later, because you got to be willing to pay the price after you've done the regular things. Because that's, well, we all go through that. Everybody's doing the regular things, but are you willing to push it a little bit harder? Matter of fact, I can transition into a discipline quote from John C. Maxwell, which is, winners do what they have to do, even when they don't want to do it. Think about that. That's tough. That's, boom. That's real. That's perseverance.
That is perseverance. Oh, man. Nailed that timing. That was good timing, my friend.
We try. We don't want to waste any of your time. It's too valuable.
Guys, gals, whenever you get to where you're going right now, if you're in the car, if you are, hey, maybe you're on the treadmill. That would be fitting.
Be appropriate.
Keep going. Add a couple extra minutes onto that treadmill time.
Raise the hill?
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bump up that incline. Quit fucking around at 2.
We know you're getting nothing, your 20 minutes in there.
Nothing gets done at 2.
Level 7, extra 9 minutes, push it. If you don't have brow sweat, you're wasting your own time.
If you think you've worked hard enough, just put a little bit of extra time in. Mm. You know, it's either time or effort, you know. Add some time or add some effort. Too many people quit at the wrong time. You know, you think you've put enough time in. You think you've worked hard enough. You think you say, "Oh, I got the lawn mowed. That's good enough. I'll go back and I'll weed, you know, all the stuff out tomorrow."
Yeah.
Screw that.
Either
do the weeds today.
Either you'll pay for it now, or you'll pay for it later, and you can absorb that positively or pessimistically. And I would again just promote, absorb that positively. You'll either pay for it now or you'll pay for it later. Get it done. What was that a couple years ago? Get her done.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it. Taking off, flying high like a spaceship. Take a jolt, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it.
And it's like a spit right there.
Yeah, yeah. Drop the mic, cockaloogie, whatever. Whatever the exclamation point is.